Kelly Ritchie.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Kelly, you are a native of Lexington, I understand,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
But a longtime resident of Cincinnati. You might as well just call you a Cincinnati resident now, right?
I mean, it's been over 10 years.
Yeah, so that pretty much, you know, you get a card after that long, right?
Yeah.
So. But you are here with a new project, and this is something that is a unique thing for you. It's a new exploration as an artist to be able to come in and bring this new sound that you have. And maybe you can explain to the listeners exactly what you're doing.
I'm calling it ambient blues. And let me take my little earphone out because I'm echoing from my mic. It's something that I've been drawn to for a number of years. I've toured with my own band since the early 90s. Before that, I was in a band called Stealing Horses. We all originated from the Kentucky, Lexington area, actually. And after a number of years on the road, I decided this year to step away from the road and do what I felt called to do, and that was follow this new direction into a new avenue of music, which brings my love for acoustic guitar back into the center piece. I am playing both electric and acoustic, but it allows that to kind of breathe and not just be in competition with this big wall of sound that, you know, the band would always put out. And it allows me to create my own backing tracks. I love to play drums, so I get to I wouldn't hire me as a drummer, but it allows me to bring the percussive element and bass, keyboards, vocals, harmonies, create loops, do stuff on the fly, do stuff in the studio, bring it in prepared. It really just kind of, the sky is the limit. And I had my first solo performance 2 weeks ago, and that launched it officially. And it was a wonderful experience.
And what you're doing is you're using a lot of different equipment, and as you're basically, as a solo artist, you're putting all this stuff together, kind of creating your own band, just yourself.
Yeah. I've got my pedal boards where I can trigger all my pieces and parts, where I can trigger record, I can trigger playback, and it all fits in a few, not so small boxes, but I can transport it myself.
Well, you've kind of downsized a little bit for tonight's performance, because typically if you were playing out someplace, you would probably bring a little bit more stuff even.
If they have PA, I just plug into that. If they don't, I wear headphones or bring my own monitors. And it's using my laptop computer and some MIDI foot controllers, a volume pedal, two guitars, and a little box to get the sound all into my computer.
Well, this will be fun.
Yeah.
This is a whole new experiment for us, ladies and gentlemen. And not for Kelly. She's been working on this, but for me personally and trying to work this out. So hopefully it's going to work out just fine. It's going to sound good. And we're going to give it a try. Kelly, if you want to fire that thing up, and we'll see what we've got.
Fire up the spaceship.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It is going to be kind of a spaceship. Kelly Ritchie on WUKY.
Thank you. Send me away.
Like Neil Young if he was playing with Pink Floyd. Kelly Ritchie on Curtains at 8 on WUKY. She calls it ambient blues, and of course the song was probably familiar to you, Down by the River. Very interesting take on that, and some tasty guitar chops on it as well.
I used to do that in the band, and it had been about 4 years since I have performed that on stage. And it just was one that everybody was, you know, kind of identified me with, and that I really kind of took to my own place because I'd heard Roy Buchanan's version on You're Not Alone.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with that song from a guitar player's perspective. And so since I hadn't done it for a while and was putting this together, the interlude was something that I was writing, an ambient piece, and I thought, ah, that kind of reminded me of the Space Odyssey thing that he had going into the beginning of that record. I thought, bing. So I really have enjoyed reconnecting with that song.
Well, you can hear a lot of Roy Buchanan in your playing. You can tell he's an influence.
I love
it's just a shame that he's not around anymore, to continue playing. But, you know, guitar players like you continue his legacy.
I try.
So. Kelly Ritchie on Curtains at 8 on WUKY. She's switching instruments, and I think probably going to load up another program here. So you're going to need a little bit of time here?
Just a minute. Let me make sure it's all along.
Kelly's got a new thing going on, and it's a kind of like taking a studio sound and putting in a live setting. Of course, that's what you're doing right now. Now, is your ultimate goal to put this out onto a CD so that you have an album of this?
Yes, my goal at the beginning of the year was to write and upload a song to my website every other week, at least once a month. I've put two songs up. My sabbatical, so-called, started at the beginning of February, and then I got immersed into crafting a rig and getting ready for the solo show, so I have quite a few songs now that are almost finished, but I kind of put those on hold to shift my focus, and I'll be getting back to those starting next week. But I have two songs up. One's called It's Our World, and the other is called New Horizons, and I brought you copies of those.
Good.
Tonight. And those are definitely ambient songs, ambient blues. And my goal is to be able to go on stage by myself and create a tapestry by which to play and sing to and tell stories.
Neat. Yeah. Well, of course, when you're by yourself, too, it's a little bit easier than having to deal with the whole band situation and having to be, you know, have to make sure everybody is where they're supposed to be doing what they're supposed to do.
And make sure everybody's happy.
Yeah, yeah. So when it's just you only have yourself to worry about.
Right, so. And you only have yourself to blame.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think, of course, obviously, equipment can break too, but
it's been a lot of fun branching into something, you know, brand new. Mm-hmm. Playing by myself before was always a rather terrifying experience. I so hid behind an electric guitar, and I started really making some drastic life changes in the last few years, and started coaching and working with people, helping them find their purpose and become aware of what their dream is, and that it's okay to have a dream, and that you can put a stake in the ground. And, you know, if you want to play music, you don't have to have it as a career. You can do it because you enjoy it and love it. There's a lot of restrictions that we find ourselves trapped in life that don't have to be. And I think if people knew what they were most designed to do and went for it, our world would be a different place. So I began to realize, you know, if I'm going to help people reach that awareness in themselves, I had things calling me. And so I thought, you know, it's really time to follow my heart fully. And, you know, it was scary to step away from the band and take a year off and give myself time to think. And I'm finding that I like where I'm finding myself. And I'll see where that goes. Yeah.